Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
FanDuel's got an offer you don't want to miss this NFL season. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season is here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
So good, so good, so good.
Just in, thousands of winter arrivals at your Nordstrom Rack store. Save up to 70% on coats, slippers, and cashmere from Kate Spade, New York, Vince, UGG, Levi's, and more.
Check out these boots.
They've got the best gifts.
My holiday shopping hack? Join the Nordy Club.
Get an extra 5% off every Rack purchase with your Nordstrom credit card. Plus, buy it online and pick it up in-store the same day for free. Big gifts, big perks. That's why you Rack.
Can't get enough of the Fan in the Morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, ready to rock. Monday podcast right in your face. What's up, Al?
Jerry, I got a lovely direct message from a fella, and I would like to read it to you.
Yes, and then I got to get to your brilliance.
Okay. This comes from a man named Shark Jones, Jerry.
Shark Jones.
Shark Jones checking in. And he says he's tweeted to me over the years, and I've taught him some stuff about music and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Anyway, he says he has a daughter who was born October 13th. She had to spend the week in the NICU. What's that? The
it's basically intensive care for infants.
For infants.
We had to do that with my younger son.
He said, but finally got to take her home yesterday.
Nice.
I thought it would be very important for her first song in the car to be something significant and meaningful until I realized the perfect way for her to enter the world. And the first thing she should listen to is the post-game podcast.
Nice.
My fiance Lauren and I both are avid listeners via the YouTube Music app.
Really?
Proud to say the first thing my daughter listened to in the world were my guys, Al and Jerry.
What a great message.
Yeah.
I'm glad she's doing great.
Her name is Cassidy Bell Vaughn.
Congratulations to the Vaughn family.
How about that?
I'll tell you, that NICU, my younger son, after he was born, maybe 3 or 4 hours after the doctors came to see us to let us know they had to take him to the NICU, and you know, immediately your mind starts to wander and you don't know, and you end up, he was in there for about 4 days, I think it was, and it's terrifying. And then when you go in there and you see what all these little infants are dealing with and how amazing medicine is and what these doctors do. So good luck to you guys, and I'm glad she's doing all right.
And as you're taking all that in and your baby's going to the NICU, you go, how'd the Giants do? Because I think that's the most important thing is where how the Giants blew that game yesterday, Jerry.
Well, yeah, that's true. In some cases, that is true. I tell you, when my older son was born, he was born in October, and I was the Giants pre- and post-game host in 2004 for the radio station, and I missed that game. And the first game that I missed was, I believe it was Eli Manning's first start against the Bears. I think it was Giants-Bears. It was October 21st or 22nd of 2004. And that was the only game I missed, but my son was born and I didn't do that game.
Yes.
And so I do remember that.
All right, Jerry, now get to my brilliance.
This is nothing unusual, and you and I have talked about this before, but it really came to light this weekend for me. So I traveled to Madison, Wisconsin, Friday night, and then came home yesterday morning, and I did the Ohio State Wisconsin game with Tiki Barber for Compass Media Networks. And so, you know, they would travel together. I could have gone Friday afternoon after work, but I waited for Tiki. He did his radio show, so we took a 9 p.m. flight. And the same thing happened going out that happened coming in. They get on the loudspeaker, hey, it's a full flight. If you're in group 4 or 5, we're telling you right now, there's not going to be any room overhead, so please check your bag. No one goes to check their bags. And, of course, it's a little bit of an issue. Now, it wasn't coming back because a lot of people did check their bags. But you're sitting there watching. People are bringing suitcases on planes that have dead bodies in them. They're so big. And the space gets taken up. And I sit there and I view in my head saying, why in God's name are we not charging for this premium space and tossing them underneath free?
Correct.
It doesn't make any sense on any level because it slows everything down. There's never enough room. People are climbing over each other for space. They're shifting bags. Then when the plane lands, this jackwad who's in row 11 is trying to sneak through people because his bag is near row 23 because when this a-hole got on, he didn't check his bag. That is too freaking – it is a disaster.
Yeah, think of how much nicer it would be to get off the plane if there were not so many things in the overhead.
It really would. And much like your seat, there should be a slot for a bag. When the slots are sold out, that's it. And then you have to check it if you haven't checked it already, and you check it for free. It just, I don't know. It seems like it could be such a simpler system, and yet they can't figure that out.
Yeah, I don't understand it either. If it doesn't fit under your seat, in front of you, under the seat in front of you, then you're charged.
Let me tell you something. Nothing of what these people are bringing on planes fits under the seat anymore.
Yeah.
It is. A little carry-on has now become full luggage on these planes.
Oh, yeah. They'll be rolling down the aisle with two pieces stacked on top of each other.
Like, and then they got a backpack.
This? Yeah.
You're basically taking your whole living room with you.
I mean, checking a bag, I know every once in a while it's a disaster. Every once in a while, right? When you go to get your bag, it takes forever.
It can be.
But for the most part, it is pretty smooth.
I will tell you, I think I was in boarding group 4 yesterday morning, and they were desperately looking for bags. So I'm like, Tiki, I'm like, I'll give my bag. I don't care. As long as I got my keys so I don't have to worry if something gets lost, I can get my car. I'm like, take my bag. I don't have to worry about it now. I'll get on the plane last because I don't have to worry about anything. So I gave him my bag. I will tell you, by the time I got off the plane and went down to the carousel, my bag was spinning already. I didn't break stride. Yep. Going to the car.
Yeah.
So I'm with you. They do 90% of the time. It's pretty good.
Absolutely.
But anyway, so brilliance.
Okay. Thank you, Jerry. I will pitch that to the airline industry when I go meet with them over the weekend. I have big plans.
When it comes to what your family eats and drinks, you know your choices matter. You're the expert because you know what fits your life. And getting it right starts with good information. That's why America's beverage companies are sharing more information about our ingredients at goodtoknowfacts.org. No spin, no judgments, just the facts straight from the experts for more than 140 beverage ingredients. Visit goodtoknowfacts.org.
I'm going to throw something out there. You tell me what you would expect if you got this invite.
Okay.
Okay, so Gina has a birthday coming up.
You have to go to her party.
Yes, of course. Gina has a birthday coming up, and you know she was always like, oh, I want to have a party at my house. But then that turned into, she goes, you know what, I'll just invite blah, 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 and we'll go to dinner. We can all go to dinner.
Okay.
Then she goes, well, I'm also going to invite so-and-so, another couple. So two or three couples. She goes, I said, yeah, I go, that could be fun. I said, I always had an idea of doing what I heard called one time a progressive dinner, where you go to an area like an Asbury Park or Red Bank, and you have appetizers at one place. You have a drink and appetizer. Then you walk over, have dinner. Then you walk to another place for dessert. Maybe you walk to another place and play old pinball machines or whatever that is.
Seems like a nice night.
It seems like a nice night. So she put out this, she made this invitation, and she sent it to the couples who accepted. Oh, we're going to be all right. And I'm sitting there yesterday, and I was watching the games. A lot of the time, I'm like,
who's paying for this?
Yeah. Because if you got that invite, like if I got that invite, I would think.
You're paying.
Yeah, the welcome. I'm inviting you to my party.
Uh-huh.
Yes, I think I'm footing the bill for that.
You probably.
Well, it's her birthday. Now, one of the things. Now it was not strategically done, but okay, you go to the first place. Everyone gets a drink and like appetizers.
Right.
The second place is a BYOB, so I can she can text everyone and say, bring your favorite beverage.
100%.
Yeah.
100%.
It's not going to be too terrible.
Yeah, it is.
But it was just something I did, wasn't even thinking about. Because she was like, you know who else I'll invite? And in my head, I'm like, I think I got to pay for this.
How many? Is this like eight people?
No. Not six? Right. Well, it's six, potentially eight.
Yeah. I mean, even if you want appetizers and drinks.
Yeah.
Are we talking one drink each or two? Honestly. Probably two.
I don't know. Great question.
So now, not all alcohol, because Gina doesn't drink.
Right.
But let's just say six people drink.
Okay.
That's 12 drinks at $20 a pop.
Right.
That's $240 plus tax and tip. What about the appetizers?
Right.
So the first part of this is going to cost you $300.
Okay.
Now you've got eight people. I don't care if it's a BYOB or not. Eight people at $40 a plate is another $320 plus tax and tip. You're in for $400.
Okay.
We're over seven now.
Mm-hmm.
And you still have dessert and you got to pay for pinball. It's $1,000 a night. You're in for a grand.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I was like saying to her, what do you want for your birthday? And then, so she was like, oh, I kind of was interested in it. And then like maybe an hour later, I was like, well, who's paying for this dinner? And she goes, oh, yeah, well, if you're paying, then, you know, that could be my present.
Oh, thank you.
Damn well it's going to be all present.
As you were doing that, I'm like, where is he going with this? I'm like, why would I worry about the invite if it's her party? He's going to go. Who cares? And then I was thinking, is it someone replying in a weird way?
Yeah.
And then as you started discussing what you were doing, and right as you, I'm like, oh, the bill.
Yeah. I actually asked Grok about this. I gave Grok the scenario. I said, this is what happened. Invites went out.
Yeah.
And Grok said, well, this is depending on your age. The assumption is the person throwing the party. Just like Grok said, just like if you were having people over your house for a party, you wouldn't charge them for the groceries and to make the meal.
True, though there are people that now have cover charges.
For their parties?
Yeah, they do. That's like a new thing. I saw it on Good Morning America one day for like Thanksgiving Day dinners and like big, that they share in the expense because things have gotten so expensive.
It's so funny because I, for my entire life, I've been going to either my parents or either of my sister's houses for Christmas. And they're not charging it. They're not saying, hey.
Of course. But it's expensive.
They might occasionally say, hey, could you bring an apple pie?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
But they like.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow, it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
I have a lot of people over.
Mm-hmm. It's not cheap.
It's not cheap.
I do Christmas Eve now at our house.
Yeah.
I've done it the last few years. And I don't want to take money from people.
No,
you know, my mom's always like trying to send money. She hates it that we do it.
Yeah.
Because it was always going to their house for Christmas Eve. But it's just gotten too hard, and it's easier to do it at our house. And the last few years, I don't want to take money from you. And I don't want everybody to bring over a dish. Like, we got it.
Yeah.
But I will tell you, it is not cheap.
Yeah, it's expensive.
Especially, we cook some, cater the rest.
Yeah.
So it's a lot. It's a lot of time. It's a lot of money. The alcohol is crazy expensive. You know, it's a lot.
Now, Grok did tell me that younger people got that invite, that the younger people assume everyone's paying for themselves. I thought that was interesting.
That's right. That's where I'm talking about what I was watching on the TV show last November. About it was young couples and doing it like it's everybody's responsible to handle something.
Yeah. So young people got that going for them.
How about your friends?
As I would expect, the dinner was saying, you just invited me out to dinner for a birthday party.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But it's just funny that I didn't think of that initially.
Yeah, because you're just thinking, hey, we're going to get together for dinner.
Yeah.
But if you put together invitations like that,
she sent out a text invitation, but it was with a graphic.
Yeah.
That looks like...
It's an invite. Yeah, happy birthday to her. Look at it this way. You don't have to worry about figuring out what type of gift to get.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, because here's what I do know about you. You probably weren't spending $50 on her gift anyway.
Right. I would have to be
And this is kind of a cool... I actually like the idea. I think it's a great idea. I never thought of anything like that.
Yeah. We did it many years ago. I've been thinking about this since I did it when I was working in Tampa.
Oh, okay.
And the radio station put together a thing where they gave away tickets to the audience, the listeners. And it was called Progressive Dinner. And we met somewhere, I think at the radio station maybe. The radio station had rented like a party bus.
Right.
Everyone got in it.
This is like a pub crawl.
Yeah, like a pub crawl. Yeah, yeah. I guess that's the same thing, right? Yeah. But it was like went to one place for a drink and appetizers, another place for dinner, another place for dessert.
You know what it does too? And I do got to go here in a minute. I'm sorry for a short podcast today. What it does too is it takes the monotony away from, hey, let's just go out and go to dinner.
Yes.
Which is fine. And I love going out to dinner. But sometimes different's good. And that's a very cool concept too. Hey, and it's not like sometimes you go to dinner, they want you in and out in an hour.
Yes.
In a case like this, dinner and drinks, you could stay in the bar, drinks and appetizers for an hour if you want. They're not going to chase you out.
No.
Then when you're ready, or if you make a reservation, then you go do dinner.
Yes.
Then when you're done with that, hey, now we're going to go sit down and have dessert. And then maybe we'll get a drink afterwards. Turns out to be a whole night.
It does, yeah. And you're in different spots.
It's a great idea.
Nice.
I might steal that one.
I would. Please steal away. Steal away, people.
But I ain't sending out any invites. Just going to be a thought.
You're all on your own.
Anybody interested in doing this?
Yeah. Anyone coming to Gina's party? You're on your own. So.
I do got to go. I'm
sorry. All right,
sorry.
Jerry. We'll see you tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. for the warm-up show. So.
Tonight's the first date that's been weeks in the making. Hair? Done. Nails? Done. Every square inch of your body exfoliated. Then you see it. A pesky pimple the size of a respectable mountain. The good news? Mighty Patch Pimple Patches can absorb gunk in just 6 hours. Patch the problem area and shrink the look of whiteheads faster than your makeup skills could anyway. Shop Mighty Patch at all major retailers.
Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Whoever you're repping this season, carry the team like a pro with ultra-durable, officially licensed Yeti drinkware. Whether it's the NFL, NCAA, MLB, NHL, or MLS, Yeti has you covered with drinkware in all your favorite team colors. So, if you're a serious fan, now's the time to get serious about your gear with officially licensed Yeti drinkware built for the long haul. Find all the teams you root for at Yeti.com or a Yeti store near you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.